Praise the Lord. God bless you. If you just tuned
Amen.
In, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Pastor Sheila Hameen, to lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us bring our minds in and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for how you blessed us. Lord, we humble ourselves before you right now, asking you to have mercy and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions. We ask, Lord, for your presence to be with us and each and every one that's on this line. Let everyone feel your presence and your touch. Lord, we ask that you will move by your power, that you will send your anointing, send your word today, Lord, and minister to each and every one of us according as we have need. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We're looking unto you and we're depending on you, Lord. We're asking for your blessings on today, for without you we can do nothing, O God. And we ask that you'll increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to look to you and to believe you according to the scripture. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, in advance for what you're about to do. And we thank you for what you're doing even right now in this moment. We praise your holy name, Lord. We honor you and we give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. And we ask right now that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Service is in the hands of our host for this afternoon, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that opening prayer. And as I stated, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the pastor, the Watch Care pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer in Jacksonville, Florida, at Victory Temple. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Mayville Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church in Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And before I go any further, I just want to let you all know that if you would like to call in at any time and speak to our host or our one of our evangelists, you can call 410-209-7503. And I will give that number out again at the end of the show. You can even text that number if you have a special prayer request and it's urgent, or you just want to give a testimony of victory. You can call or text us now at 410-209-7503. And I believe today we have a special treat for you. We have Sister Kaija Jackson of coming out of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And I believe that she is on the line. And so we're going to ask her if she would read our opening scripture and if she would give us a selection. And this is a very beautiful young lady in the Lord. And I'm so glad to know her and to have known her ever since she was a little girl. She has a very beautiful gift. And she can come on over. Unmute her phone and give us the opening scripture and a selection. Sister Kaija Jackson.
God bless.
God bless.
So, say scripture we will be reading from. Say the 50th number of Psalms. I repeat, we'll be reading from the 50th number of Psalms.
Amen.
And it reads, "The mighty God even the Lord has spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call the heavens from above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto him, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not remove thee from my sacrifices or thy burnt offerings that have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Praise the Lord. That was the 50th number Psalms, verses 1 through 10. I believe a selection is also required.
Amen. Yes, amen.
All right. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Oh, I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you than anything. I love you more than anything. More than anything. Anything. More than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Thank God for that beautiful, beautiful selection. And truly, we have to love God more than anything, more than all. Sister Kaija, you keep on singing. Keep on letting God have his way in your life. Thank God for that opening scripture. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle if she would please have words and would introduce our speaker.
Glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are to give thanksgiving unto the Lord, for he is good. And I go back to this word where it says, mighty God. He's a mighty God.
Yes.
And how that the Lord, he caused the earth to be formed in from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And God has done wonderful works in the earth.
Amen.
And he has done wonderful works in his people. That was a beautiful selection that came through Sister Kaija.
Amen.
Beautiful. Keep singing for the Lord. I really enjoyed that selection. She was singing, I love the Lord. And that's the way we have to be. We have to love the Lord. And
Amen.
When we love him, we'll sing praises unto his name. We'll give thanks unto his name. We will lift him up in the highest. We will exalt him. We will praise him and give glory and honor to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
For he is worthy. And I thank him right now.
Thank you.
I praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes,
bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're so worthy, O Lord, and we are thankful for what you have done for us in our lives. Not that we're worthy. We're not worthy. But God has just been good and merciful to us as the people of God. So we're thankful for the song, for the word, and for what we are about to hear. At this time, we're going to turn this part of this service into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen, and she will be bringing the word on this afternoon. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God, I'm giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the opening scripture, for prayer. Thank God for the beautiful selection.
Yes.
Sister Kaija having such a willing mind to do something for the Lord. And surely the Lord has blessed her with a beautiful gift. And I want to encourage her to continue to use that gift to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this radio broadcast. I thank God for each and every one of you listening. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We can get together and rejoice. We can give praises and glory to the Lord. We can send up those songs of praise and worship. And in that song, it was just like she was talking directly to the Lord, saying, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Praise God. It's so good for us to tell the Lord how much we love him because he loved us first.
Amen.
We didn't deserve his love, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that the Lord loves us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The enemy wants people to think that they are not loved. And they may feel like nobody cares and nobody loves them, but God loves everybody. Praise
Yes, he does.
And the people of God love you as well. Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy down in my soul, so happy, and I can't express my joy like I desire to. And the thought came to mind, hallelujah, when I thought about King David. How when they got the Ark of the Covenant back to its rightful place, he began to dance, hallelujah, before the Lord. And he danced so much so that the enemy didn't like it.
That's right.
The devil got mad about it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And rose up in his wife and tried to say that, the king shamed himself before all the people. But you know what? He was even more vehement in his praise.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. He just got worse. Glory
yes.
to God. He just praised God even harder.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
When the devil doesn't like what you're doing for the Lord, you ought to go that much more vehemently, more hard. I mean, put that much more effort into what you're doing. And so
yes.
I meant praise break. Amen.
Yes.
And I want to add to that, hallelujah, praise
Glory
be to God.
God.
In your praise break, you ought to have a praise fit. Hallelujah. Let the enemy
yes.
know that nothing is going to stop you from giving praise to our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let them slow you down. And all the
Amen.
Negativity that comes, just use it as a stepping stone.
Glory
and just go on and do what God wants you to do. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead on and get to the Word of God. And before we do that, I would like to just have a brief word of prayer. With your minds on the Lord, turn your heart toward God and let us focus on receiving the Word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbly begging of you to have your way and to let your word have free course. Lord, speak to us and minister to us. Touch our hearts and touch our minds. Lord, give us wisdom and knowledge. Give us understanding concerning your will and what it is that you have assigned unto us to do. Lord God, help us. We want to do your will, but we cannot do it without you. We need direction, Lord, and we need you to show us the way. And for everyone who is listening, Lord, I pray, God, that you will speak directly to them, Lord, and to their situation, because you know what's best, Lord, and you know what each of us is going through. Have your eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for prayer, because I know when sometimes we would need to make decisions and we need to do different things, it's important for us to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, and he shall direct our path. Praise the Lord, because the enemy tried to cloud our path and try to stop us from seeing what God wants us to see. But he is defeated. And we have the victory. And we're going to go to the Word of God, and I would like to invite your attention to several verses of Scripture. And those are St. Luke, the 9th chapter, the 1st verse, St. Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 19th verse, and then the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, and verses starting with verse 1. And we're going to read down as far as we can get within the time that is allotted. And today I would like to leave a thought with you, and that is God's power and authority rules. It's important that the enemy knows this and that we know this. God's power and authority rules. And under that, a theme would be, keep working for the Lord.
Yes.
And I'll start with St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 1, and it reads, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. St. Luke 10 and 19 reads, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I just want to stop there for now and just elaborate on the power and authority of God. Amen. And how that when Jesus was walking on the face of the earth, hallelujah, he began to teach his disciples the word of God and to show them the way. And he also, a big part of his ministry, had a lot to do with the healing of diseases. And diseases are very prevalent. There are so many of them. But the Lord gave his disciples power and authority over all devils. Now, devils can possess people. Devils are the reason why people are confused and are deceived. And the Lord gave us power and authority over all devils, regardless of what kind of devil it is. He has given this power and authority to cast them out and to cure diseases.
Amen.
And so the Lord, when he called his disciples together, he began to explain to them the extent of this power. He said in the 10th chapter and the 19th verse of St. Luke, "Behold," in other words, notice of this. Be keenly aware of this fact. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. These are devils, serpents and scorpions, spirits, evil spirits, and over all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise be to God. And God has a reason for everything he does. And I want to go on down to over to the book of Acts, the 8th chapter. And if I didn't mention it before, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Beginning with the first verse, Acts 8 and 1. And just to give you a little history leading up to this chapter, in the 7th chapter, when the word of God had increased so much so that the discipleship started to grow. The apostles wanted to devote themselves to prayer and seeking the Lord for word to minister to his people. The apostles told the congregation to choose out 7 men. And these men were ordained to be deacons. And one deacon in particular by the name of Stephen, he went forth doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. He went on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And who he was preaching to, they got offended and they caused him to be put to death by stoning him. But this faithful, Holy Ghost-filled deacon who was full of wisdom, he began to cry out to the Lord and ask God not to lay this charge to their hand. And he showed love for the people that hated him. Praise the Lord. But it didn't stop him from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And following that, while he was being stoned, there was one named Saul, and we preach about him a lot because God converted him later on and changed his name from Saul to Paul. And a lot of people have heard about Paul and his ministry. Nevertheless, he wasn't converted at this time. And in the 8th verse, Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison.
Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word. Then went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now, I just want to stop here for the time being, and you see how this man Saul, he was wreaking havoc on the church, and he was causing people to be put in prison. Hallelujah. But God had a special plan, and those who were scattered abroad, they went everywhere preaching the word. So no matter the situation, it caused the word of God to go even further,
yes,
to be spread, yes, even broader and wider. Hallelujah. This didn't stop them from preaching.
Amen.
His persecution, the threats, and everything else didn't stop them from doing the work of the Lord. And
amen.
I want to say to you that in the midst of adversity, God's power and authority rules. So
yes,
keep on working for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Lord,
be
Lord
to God. No matter how the enemy rise up against us or try to confuse our minds or try to put doubt in our minds, let us keep the faith and keep on working for the Lord. And
yes,
God, I can see in this pandemic how that God has caused his word to go out even more.
Yes.
Because
amen,
many of us who grew up in the church and became ministers, and we're preaching to the people in the church building. And
amen,
that is about the extent of a service that the word will reach. But because,
yes,
thank you, Jesus, God has made it possible for the word to reach so many more than we could have even imagined. Oh,
yes,
bless the name of Jesus. Because of the love of God, he wants us to know his word. Amen. He wants us to know his commandments. He wants us all to be saved. Because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So the saints who were scattered abroad, they began to preach everywhere they went. They preached Jesus.
Yes.
And God's anointing came on Deacon Philip. Oh, praise God. And he went down to the city of Samaria and preached,
yes,
Christ unto them.
Amen.
And he let God have his way, and God did a mighty work. Oh, thank you, Lord. How when he had preached to them, the people, with one accord, they began to hear. They heard the word of God, and they took heed to it. And they saw the miracles that God was working through this deacon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was a devout man of God, and he was devoted to the work of the Lord. And God used him in a great and a mighty way.
Amen.
And the sixth verse says, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For
yes,
unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy and that were lame were healed. Oh, thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have people in the world who are suffering with these very things, and in their bodies, oh, glory to God, and their spirits are also being plagued. Their soul, their mind is plagued with these unclean spirits, and God has given us power and authority,
yes,
over them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the eighth verse says, and there was great joy in that city. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
The people began to rejoice. And
yes,
there was so much joy in that city. Oh, glory to God, because God was doing a great and a mighty work in the city. Miracles,
amen,
were being wrought. The sick were being healed. The people
were receiving the word of God. The Lord was feeding their souls and ministering to their every need. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And so the ninth verse says, but there was a man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And this has happened to many people. They're looking up to these leaders in front of them, and they're being deceived. And they think that these are people of God, and they're doing nothing but working sorcery. They're bewitching the people's minds. Oh, praise be to God. But God came to free them out from under this spell. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the 10th verse, to whom they all gave heed. Everybody was listening to this Simon, and from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. But no, he was not.
No. Amen.
Evil power came, devil himself.
Amen.
And to him they had regard, because that a long time, they were under this a long time, he had bewitched them with sorceries.
They were
bound up, and they were bewitched with all these sorceries, believing that this falsehood was God, and it was not. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But the power and authority of God rules. Amen.
Amen.
And it was time for this evil to be revealed, to let them see the real power of God. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. That's all it took for them to hear the preacher.
And
when they heard, they took faith and they believed the word that he preached. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
thank
the Bible
you.
Says that they were baptized, both men and women. And you know that evil sorcerer, Simon, also believed. Oh,
yes.
Glory to God. And he was also baptized. Oh, praise be to God. Look at God. God has a way that is mighty sweet.
Amen.
And then Simon, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. But he hadn't seen nothing yet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He was just wondering about all this, because it didn't, what he was doing didn't come close, nor could it compare to what God was doing.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And so don't let the enemy minimize your ministry. Don't let him intimidate you. Hallelujah. Praise God, because the power of God rules. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy has nothing on you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm stirred up because I know that the enemy is trying to destroy us and divide us. He's using a strategy called divide and conquer. But don't let him bring any division in the midst of us. Don't let him separate us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But let us band together and unite our forces in the Lord. And if you suffer any persecution, if anything comes up, and wherever you end up, just keep on working for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't take a break. Don't stop. Don't slack up. Don't sit down. But keep on pressing and keep on working for the Lord.
Yes.
Because this is a promise that the Lord has given us, that nothing shall by any means hurt us. Yes, we'll face these situations, but nothing is going to hurt us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we finish our work and it's time for us to go home to be with Jesus, amen, we ought to embrace it. Because to be present, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And who doesn't Amen. Want to be present with the Lord? Oh, praise be to God. Deacon Stephen, oh, while he was going down, being stoned to death, he looked up to heaven, hallelujah, and he
yes.
saw Jesus standing up on the right hand of God. Jesus stood up, hallelujah,
yes.
thank you, Jesus, and looked down on him. And Philip, he, not Philip, but Stephen, Deacon Stephen, he asked the Lord to, amen,
yes.
and he was willing to leave the earth and go on and be with the Lord because his work was done.
Amen.
Amen. And he had preached so much so until it brought about his death. But he did it for the sake of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And great is his reward. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So if your life is threatened for doing something for God, great is your reward. Don't be afraid. Fear not, for the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear,
Amen.
But
Amen.
Of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And so going over here to verse 14, says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, and there it is, they sent
right.
unto them Peter and John. They sent
yes.
these two apostles to go
yes.
down to the city of Samaria, amen,
mm-hmm.
more or less to confirm their faith in the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God, to give
Thank
witness
you.
To the word of God. Oh, glory
mm-hmm.
be to God. In verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them
yes.
that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Lord,
yes.
thank you, Lord. That's just like God. To send
Amen.
In reinforcement. Amen. To send just what you need. Amen. You might have a good start. Like the people, they had that word. They believed. They had been baptized. But there was still a more to come. Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't complete yet. They hadn't been fully delivered. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lay hands on them. Verse 16, for as yet, the Holy Ghost is saying he, the Holy Ghost, that's what it's referring to, was fallen upon none of them. Only
Amen.
They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they
yes.
had been baptized, but they were waiting for the Holy Ghost. Just
yes.
like the preacher preached a little while ago and talked about the steps to salvation, amen,
yes,
that
yes.
conversion, being changed. They heard the
yes.
word, and they were changed. They repented of their sins, amen, and they were baptized. And so the sanctification, they began to get cleaned up
yes.
through the word of God, hallelujah. And they were waiting for the Holy Ghost to come
yes.
on in. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Verse 17, then they laid their hands on them, the apostles, laid hands on the people, and they received
yes.
the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord. The
Amen.
Holy Ghost came in and filled their souls. Amen.
Yes.
We're talking about a whole city, the whole city of Samaria, and how after they had received the word, there was great joy, but you can't even imagine the level of joy it was. It was unspeakable joy.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost
Jesus.
Came in. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh hallelujah.
Thank
I'm
you,
reminded
Jesus.
Of the second chapter of Acts when the Holy Ghost was given. In that room, they were in an upper room waiting for the promise of the Father. And then suddenly a sound came from heaven as of erupting mighty wind. Oh, praise be to God. And there appeared unto them the cloven tongue, and they sat upon each of them. And they
yes.
were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began
yes.
to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And all I can think about is the glory of God in that place, the joy and the fire of the Holy Ghost moving on the people of God. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. The power that they had received to live right. Power to do
the will
of God. The power to keep God's commandments. Power not to yield to temptation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Power to be delivered from the drugs and alcohol. Power. Oh, hallelujah.
Preach.
The Holy Ghost and power. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So be encouraged today and keep on working for the Lord, because God's power and authority rules. Oh, bless
yes.
the name of
Amen.
Jesus. And so when we look at our situation, it may seem like it's a bad situation. As a matter of fact, it may even be a bad situation, a
yes.
dire situation, a bleak
yes.
situation. But
okay.
somewhere in there, glory be to
yes.
God, God is in the midst.
Yes.
And he's working a work that we have no knowledge of, or we don't even understand or cannot even see. But this is what does best. Hallelujah. He does the things that we can never even think of. Praise be to God. He makes the ways that are not even there. He'll create a way. He'll make
Amen.
A way for his people. So if you have a burning desire to do something for the Lord, to live for him, to keep his commandments, to do his will, he'll make the way for you to do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the saints of God, they had someone terrorizing them and persecuting them, but it didn't stop them from doing the work of the Lord. And sometimes we can look at our own situation and we can see how the enemy tried to disturb our peace.
Yes.
Leading up to the
yes.
broadcast, try to mess with your mind and try to do all kinds of things to get you distracted. And, oh, no,
yes.
don't call in today, or don't do this, or don't do that. But you do it anyway. The Lord is blessing you,
right.
and the Lord is strengthening you, and the Lord is feeding you. Tune in. Amen.
Yes.
And hear what thus saith the Lord. And
Amen.
I'm not exempt. And while I'm trying to call in for the broadcast, I got somebody texting me and trying to get me all upset and so forth, but I can't let that stop me.
Amen.
If I have a work
Amen.
To do for the Lord,
Amen.
Amen, praise be to God. If I have to
yes,
run, I'll tell it anyway on my way while I'm running. Glory
yes.
to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes you have to run for your life. Just
Amen.
Like they had to leave because the people were put in prison and some of them were being killed.
Yes.
Amen. And they were on the run. They were scattered abroad.
Whoa, yes.
but everywhere they went, they preached Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can't stop that word. Oh, bless
Amen.
The Lord. I don't care what the enemy does, how he rises up against us. He cannot stop the word from getting out there.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that we have been able to reach more people now than ever before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we traveled around, we as our in our ministerial conference, we travel around to different places and we minister and we preach Christ where we
Amen.
Go. But on the radio broadcast, we can reach
yes.
so many more than
yes.
we could just by going there physically. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God has made a way and given us the means to get the word of God out there. And so
Amen.
People are searching. They are in need, and they need this word today. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So I just thank God for his precious word. I thank
Amen.
God for each and every one of you and for your patience. Amen. And at this time, maybe there's someone who has special prayer requests and or seeking God for deliverance, looking to receive the Holy Ghost and the power that Jesus said you would receive after the Holy Ghost comes. Maybe you've been sick in your body and you need healing. Oh, glory be to God. And maybe the doctor has told you that there's nothing further they can do. And I'm here to tell you that God has the power to raise you up and to make you whole right now. Take your
right
Lord.
Now.
The Lord is willing and he's ready to heal right now. Oh, glory
Amen.
To God. Maybe you've been struggling with an addiction and finding that you just can't break the habit and you need divine intervention to take this away from you. I'm here to tell you that God has the power to deliver you instantly from that addiction.
Lord.
Oh, glory
Thank
to God. And maybe some are struggling with problems in their mind and they feel like the enemy is trying to confuse their mind and trying to take their mind away from them and cause all kinds of mental issues. I'm here to tell you that God has the power to regulate your mind.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God has the power right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. And the Lord has given us power and authority over all devils. Praise God. You might know that there's an evil spirit that's plaguing you and trying to possess you. I'm here to tell you that God has the power to cast that evil spirit out.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I believe God, and I want you to believe God along with me. And we're going to go into prayer, hallelujah, believing God, touching and agreeing on the same things because there is power in unity. There is strength in unity. And we are coming against all the evil and powers of the devil. We're coming against all of these diseases and sicknesses that are plaguing the people. We're coming against all of the negativity and whatever else is trying to get in the way. We're coming against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we believe right now at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. And those of you who want to give your life to Christ, repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you as we pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humbly ask of you to have mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, you have given us power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And we believe you, and we're taking you at your word.
Yes, Jesus.
And there's somebody that's listening today struggling with these things that are going on in their lives, and we come against unclean spirit. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we rebuke it right now. In the name of Jesus, we command the unclean spirit to flee right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lay your hand on their body. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Move by your power and let your glory be revealed. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
save to the utmost and fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, let them know that you love them right now. And we ask you to wrap your arms around them. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Look on the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will comfort them, and that you will lift their hurt in the name of Jesus. Wrap your arms all around them, Lord. And give them consolation. Be close to the families, Lord Jesus, that are hurting right now. Oh, Lord, help those families to heal. We ask you to bring them together closer to one another and close to you, Lord. We ask you to move throughout that family, God. Right now, Lord Jesus, bless them, Lord, in a special way. And we are praying right now, God, for those who are on the front line in the medical field and all the essential workers, Lord. We pray for them a special prayer that you will be with them, Lord Jesus, and to help them to be a blessing in healing of the people and ministering to them, whatever their needs are. Oh, Lord, and keep them protected for them and their families, Lord. We know you're able.
You
have all power in your hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, under your protection and keep us covered under your blood. Save us, Lord.
Save
and keep us, oh, my God. Save, Lord Jesus. We're calling on you right now.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We know
Jesus.
That you have the power and you can do everything.
We
believe you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you right now, God. We
thank
you for your mercy, Lord.
Thank you,
we thank you for your grace, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank
we
you.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
For your healing glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For hearing our prayer, Lord. We thank
Lord,
you.
I thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Bless your holy
thank
name.
You right now we thank you.
Praise be to
God. We believe that we have the potential.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask to
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Holy Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For visiting the home
to your name, Jesus.
Those who are listening
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
We thank,
thank
you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
For your presence.
Yes, Lord.
In every house, Lord. Of all these listeners. Oh, God, bless them one by one. And name by name, bless the abundantly, Lord Jesus, with the blessing each stands in need of, spiritually and naturally, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, whatever the need, Lord, we ask you to bless. We believe it right now. We count it as
God.
Yes,
Lord.
Your holy name. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
We thank
you
for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you for opening up a way. We thank you for making a way.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray for your continued blessing. Let this ministry be prosperous. And most of all, Lord, let your name be glorified in it.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Name
we believe it and we thank you for it, Lord.
Yes,
and for
Lord.
Those things that I may have omitted in this prayer, you know about it, Lord.
You know, Lord.
We are asking that you will bless and that you will move in a mighty way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time,
thank you, Jesus.
Service is in the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that inspiring, uplifting word of God. Talking about God's power and authority rules. And the understanding, the theme, keep working for the Lord. At this time, I just want to give Evangelist Maybell a chance to give remarks. Or go the way the Lord leads her.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful message, powerful message.
Amen.
I thank God because he has the authority and the power over all of these things that Satan tried to do and tried to keep us from doing the will of God. But we must drive and go forward. We must continue to preach the word, whatever comes our way. Whatever Satan try to throw in our way and block our path, we have to continue to do the will of God. And I really enjoyed that word. I tell you, that was all right. Preached under the anointing.
Yes, she did.
And prayed the prayer of faith. And we believe God. I believe God. And I know he will do just what he said he would do. I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, continue to preach that word of God. Continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. I tell you, some soul will be blessed if we continue to do God's will and say what God give us to say. In spite of all that the devil try to do to stop us, we must project this word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the glory, in the let God have his way. When we let God have his way, hallelujah, Satan got to get back.
Got to
get out of our way because God's got the power. God's got the authority.
Amen.
Over every evil spirit, over everything that Satan tried to do to stop God's people. But we believe God. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And I believe God's word just like that. So keep preaching the word of God, Ben Tommy. I'm praying for you.
Amen. God bless.
Service back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Newbell. And again, thank God for the word of God, because it's the word that's going to save us in the end. And I just want to give you some announcements, and I'll be out of the way. And before I go any further, I'm going to give that phone number again. If anybody wants to call in right now or text, our phone number is 410-209-7503. And that's if you want to call in or text right now to speak to Evangelist Sheila Hameen or Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Again, it's 410-209-7503 if you have a special prayer request. And I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in. Thank God for the prayer and for the word one more time. And if anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School. And one is O-N-E. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title 1 School. And also added to the prayer list, Pastor Robert Huff, the Turner family, my Aunt Ola May, the Breeze Calloway family, Mr. Wade, send a text, and we want to continue to pray for the bereaved Smith family, Pastor Patricia Smith and her family, the bereaved Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children, Evangelist Sheila Peoples. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Diggs family, for Brenda Edmond, the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, Miss Tia, Gloria West and family. And if you're looking, if I've missed anyone, please give me a text. You can text that number or you can respond in, to our on our website as well. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope, Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and you can type in Elder Barry Johnson. And Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. On Sundays at 11 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to add any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you'd like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of our broadcast, or you can text that number 410 209-7503. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And that ends the announcement. I'm going to go ahead and turn this broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hamid for last things.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for the broadcast. Once again, we thank God for our host who does such a beautiful job, Evangelist Khadija. Just thank the Lord for Evangelist Maybell Edmond, also my co-host. And a special thank you to Sister Kaiasia Jackson.
Yes.
Praise God on the line with us.
Just
want to encourage you, young lady, to let God have his way in your life. The Lord has truly blessed you greatly. And we do thank God for all of our listeners. Praise the Lord. It is your support and your love and your prayers that helps us to continue on working for the Lord. And we do thank you very much for your encouragement and for your prayers. We thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. And we hope and pray that the Lord has blessed you through this broadcast, and we look forward to you joining us continually as we continue in this work of the Lord. We are scheduled to be back on the broadcast Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we ask for your continued prayers, and we look forward to you tuning in with us. And before we close the broadcast out, I just want to ask Sister Kaiasia if she has another song she would like to sing.
Yes.
If not, it's okay, but I just wanted to know, do you have another song, Sister Kaiasia? If you're on mute, you can unmute your phone. Maybe she doesn't. But we do thank God. I really enjoyed that selection that she did sing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija, do you have a song you would like to sing?
I can sing a song.
It's okay.
Sister Kaiasia doesn't come on back on.
She may be on mute. I did that. I think I lost her.
Do you want to see if you can get her back? Or?
I think she's on now.
Okay.
God bless.
Yes.
Bless. Oh.
Hello.
God bless you, Sister Kaiasia. We want you to go ahead and sing another song if you want. If you have another one, great. If you don't, you can sing the one that you sang originally.
Okay. All right.
I have somebody after her.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my let it be a sweet,
in your ears. We adore thee. We adore thee. We adore thee. Oh, Lord, we
I mean, you said you had somebody else?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds on the
great
line. She was listening in, and I think we had lost Kaeja on the line, and she was willing to sing. So we have time, so we're going to get a selection from her, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, who's the daughter of Evangelist Maybell Edmonds. Evangelist Cynthia, come on in.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless.
I'm just going to sing a few lines of this song, if it's the Lord's will. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere, I'm out here to stay. Though I've been talked about, and though I've been criticized, I've had to wipe many tears from my eyes. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand, and I'm still holding on. unless I'm bound for the promised land, I'm still holding on, and I'm still in God's holy plan. Though you scandalize my name, I'm still holding on, and I'm never letting go of this hand.
Amen. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So beautiful. Thank the Lord for those selections coming through Sister Kaija and also Evangelist Cynthia. And, you know, that is a determination that we all should have, that we are never letting go of the Lord's hand. Amen. Even the enemy doesn't want us to hold on, but let's hold on. We're still holding on. He thought we wouldn't make it. He thought he had us. Praise be to God, but we are still holding on to his hand. Amen. We thank God for you, Evangelist Cynthia. At this time, I did receive a text to add to the prayer list. So if everyone would please lift up in prayer DeMarcus West, Larry West, Crawford West, and his children, the Lee County Administrations. Let us pray earnestly that the Lord will bless our request, that God will grant the request according to his will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us keep each and every one of those who are on the prayer list lifted up in prayer before the Lord. Let us again pray one for another. We do thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. My soul is rejoicing. I'm happy.
Amen.
I'm giving God praise, glory, and honor. And before we close out, I would like to have a one-minute praise break. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to holler out praises to God because God is worthy of the praise. And you can join me in this 1 minute of praise, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Amen. If the Lord take over, let the Lord have his way. Will you join me now in giving God a praise?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel better. Amen. Sometimes you just got to let out a praise. Thank God for each one of you, again, for your patience. And at this time, this concludes the radio broadcast for this afternoon. And until the next time, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We love you.